Welcome to Chick Chat, the podcast where the girl with many titles talks about life, the good and the bad, and everything around it. We're going to sit, chat, share life stories and experiences, from business to relationships. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Chick Chat podcast. If you are new here, my name is Chikumo, and we basically go through this podcast in three sections. We start off with our challenge of the week or tip of the week. We then talk about how we actually are doing and focus a little bit on mental health. And then we end with a win of the week. Because I'm on my own, we're going to do it a little bit differently. We're going to start with the challenge of the week or tip of the week. And then throughout this podcast, I'm going to talk about, I guess, a bit of where I am mentally as well. Because in this podcast, I want to talk about goal setting and the fact that we are now in March and a lot of people are turning around and saying they have lost motivation, and I completely get that, but I've tried to do things a little bit differently this year, so I want this podcast to be a little bit of maybe some advice on like different approaches I've taken that might help some of you. So we'll get straight into it and we'll start with my challenge of the week. Do you know what? My challenge of the week, like I said, today is a self-care day and I'm having to record the podcast, but that's my own fault for not recording it earlier. But it's making sure that I still put self-care first, because I did that really well last week because I was forced to, and it made the biggest world of difference. So yeah, it's just finding that balance between self-care, doing what I love, but not overworking myself when I don't need to. Yeah, that's it. Right, let's get into it. So... At the beginning of this year, I can't even think about how to say it. At the beginning of this year, I decided that my word of the year was going to be discipline, because I'm one of those people, when I was in therapy, my therapist definitely told me that I use the word need a lot. So I would use words that meant that I didn't really have much of a choice. So it'd be things like, I need to get all this work done today, and I'll list everything that I needed, in inverted commas, to get done. Whereas actually, there's so much, especially when you're self-employed or you're just in a job that where there's always something to do, there will always be something to do. So putting loads of stress on yourself, saying you need to do stuff, always feels like you've never got anything done. And in my case, I don't know how to celebrate the small wins, because I'm always, and even the big wins, because I've already moved on to the next thing, rather than just celebrating the fact that, do you know what, some weeks, just surviving is the biggest achievement I could have. Not breaking down or even just having a good cry. Those are the biggest achievements that I would have. So number one, I decided on my word of the year. And that word of the year, I started doing this last year with one of my coaches because we were talking about something and she pointed out that it sounded like my word of the year was freedom. And it made me look at things in a different perspective, in the sense that she told me to focus on whenever I was doing something, whether it was something that made me feel happy or not, was this something that made me feel a sense of freedom? And I needed to work out what that freedom looked like. And I've talked before about how I know Millionaire Chick, her habits and the things that Millionaire Chick does. So as Chick of right now, I am trying to get to Millionaire Chick by changing my habits, by changing the way my mindset, by just changing little shifts in mindset and habits and whatever I'm talking about, that mean that it becomes clearer when you're then looking for feedback. So when I learned that my word of the year being freedom meant that I could check in with myself and go, does this make me feel a sense of freedom? If it didn't, then more likely than not, it wasn't really for me, or I could at least look at it in the sense that if it wasn't for me at that time, was it still helping me get towards freedom, for example? And if it wasn't, again, that probably was a sign that I shouldn't be doing it. This year, it is discipline. Now, in discipline, I know who I am as a person. So I can tell myself that I'm going to achieve all these things across the year. Some of it I do, some of it I don't. And some of the stuff that I achieve, I didn't even know I was capable of. One, those doors opening for me. Two, that I could even do it. So, yeah, I thought rather than trying to plan too much, if I chose discipline, I already know what Millionaire Chick is supposed to be doing. So, for me, Millionaire Chick is someone that eats well. And I was really lucky that I've got G that cooks for me. I'm basically a private chef that I don't have to pay. I just have to love. Win-win. Millionaire chick exercises regularly and is very in tune with her body. Now, being in tune with my body, I started doing this when I was in therapy, and I do try and listen to my body quite a lot, but I find it hard. However, the exercise part, I had talked about wanting to join the gym before Christmas, and G had said the same, and it hadn't happened. Whereas this year, it got to a point where we decided, okay, there's no joining fee, there's nothing extra, and it was half price, so we joined the gym. And actually, that kind of leads me to my second point. And my second point, and I'll come back to, obviously, the word discipline. My second point was doing things imperfectly. So when I looked at the gym, because I gave myself permission to be imperfect, what did that mean? It meant that with the gym, I saw someone say that, do you know what? When you're starting off, maybe 1 week, just try and drive up to the car park. And if you don't feel like going in, you don't have to go in. The next week, maybe go in and like walk on the treadmill. And again, if you don't want to do any more, you don't have to do any more, and then see how that goes. As soon as we joined, I realised I love exercise. I miss being in the gym. I miss running and just all these things that I used to do. And it also reminded me that I'm embodying old me as well as future millionaire me. Now, I didn't expect to kind of, I don't know, sometimes I go through things where I'm like, oh, my inner child. I'm like trying to heal parts of my inner child. But I think it's even sometimes giving yourself the recognition to just sit in a space and feel something, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, because at the end of the day, everything that happens, the universe has to find some kind of balance. And whilst I'm trying not to focus too much on things being negative, I'm trying to take them as lessons. Even the positive things sometimes are lessons, and like, don't get too secure in things. So yeah, decided future millionaire chick cares about her health, goes to the gym. And because I'm trying to do that without being perfect, it's meant that my word, like, don't get me wrong, I have my goals set out for the year. I know where I want to be, but I gave myself the first quarter of the year, especially January. January was just a practice month. And thank God, because January we had, what, 2 deaths? And by February we had 2 funerals. So it also is that reminder that things don't always go as you planned. Life happens and you can't control things. So the fact that January was a practice month also meant that I was able to just not push myself in a way that I didn't want to push myself. And then when it was coming to February, I realised that actually, in giving myself this trial month, the first quarter of the year, it's still winter. I've been listening to my body, and my body tells me that me and winter do not mix. My mental health, before Christmas, the dip it took, I woke up one day and was like, oh my God, where did that depression come from? And then I'm now at a point where I'm like, okay, I'm starting to find like myself again, and I'm enjoying some of the things that I'm doing. And yeah, that allowed me to then decide the first quarter of the year is my practice year, because I've also seen someone that breaks down, is a 12-week year. So it's supposed to be that you plan out your goals for the year and you can do it in a quarter. So because I know that I've got I've got more than one quarter to go. That means I know that if January to April is practice, I'll still have done things that will be beneficial towards me the next quarter and the one after that. But it also means that whilst I might not have, I think I'd have always been really difficult on myself, because I think where we find it difficult as people is the fact that we give ourselves these goals that they take time. Even down to when I was looking at doing my vision board again, I decided actually I'm gonna have joint vision boards this year, one for last year and the one for this year, because some of the things that I decided to do last year I wasn't able to get done last year, but because they were on my mind, getting to the end of the year and then deciding, oh, I've got a whole new set of goals, set of plans, that's gonna then still help me find this new goal, I'm changing my mindset, that actually doesn't help. Because whilst I'm on the path to getting to some of those things I was doing last year, you stop and you start again. So how can you see yourself have those little wins? How can you see yourself achieve certain things if you're not giving yourself the permission to just take your time? And another thing that I started doing recently in the past few years was not saying new year, new me. I set resolutions to an extent, but they are more ways to live by and habits to start implementing. So the mixture of not going new year, new me, given myself permission to be imperfect, but just try things and see what happens, but also try and get myself organized in the sense that I don't have to have it all done in January. I've got a quarter when I know that as a person, I'm very organized. I know that I know what my plan is. I trusted myself and I proved that to myself. And what's that done? It's made me realize that in my year of discipline, I even started looking at things differently in the sense of, like, I'm doing this millionaire solo dates to, I'm restarting because in the past I did solo dates and those solo dates helped me discover my new self. They helped me end a long-term relationship because it wasn't serving me, but it also helped me just make huge decisions because I got to know myself. So now the idea is, let's get to know myself again because I'm constantly evolving. But let's do the millionaire version of that because I'm not someone that can visualize very well. I need to go and put myself in a situation, feel that moment, and then have that as a reference. So I sat with G and we came up with a list of millionaire things that I can do on my own and with him. And some of those things were things that I can mix in with content and I can mix in with the business. For example, golf. G absolutely loves golf and I was always against it. And then I was like, actually, I also need to practice being imperfect because I am someone that if I do something, I'm not good at it. I do not want to carry on doing it. Whereas that's not discipline. Discipline for me is, discipline should lead to consistency, but discipline is doing the things that you know are good for you, will benefit you, will be hard, will be challenging, but not giving up. And in having that mindset, it allows me to find consistency, but it allows me to do that in a kind of way to myself where I'm constantly checking in and going, does this feel right? Is it okay? Is it not? And one of those ways, like I said, with the solo dates was I realized that I want to be able to network, not just in cafes and like at networking events the way that we're normally used to doing them. I want to be able to do it on a golf course. I want to be able to do it going pigeon clay shooting. I want to be able to do it just doing the most random things, but things that I might enjoy. So I've just given a couple of those examples. Another thing that I'm going to try and do is like archery. But I also realized that in being comfortable doing things on my own, I'm really lucky that I've got a partner that also wants to do things with me. So golf is one of those things that will help our relationship. And we've been to the golfing range and we might actually go today, but we might either do that or go and play snooker because again, we both love snooker. It's not a sport that I've played, but he enjoys playing it. But as a self-care thing, it's also something that I can do with him or I can do on my own. Win-win, content, self-care, time with my partner. Like, I think that, and in that discipline, I think sometimes you also don't realise that discipline's always, it's also the fun things. So, yeah, for those of you that are currently struggling, I hope this is making sense. That what I'm trying to say is, one, be kind to yourself. Two, don't set yourself such delulu goals that you don't even know how you're going to get from point A to point B. Half of the time, we just need to be more realistic with our goals. Still have that delulu goal. Like I'm talking about being a millionaire in a year. Am I going to get there? Maybe, maybe not. But am I going to have put in even more things in place that will make sure that that millionaire version of me in the future, I will be able to consistently show up as that person in how I dress, how I speak to myself, how I speak to clients, how we get business in. Because again, knowing I'm getting there means that we don't take on clients out of desperation. Knowing that my focus is on discipline means that I have decided what I want my business to look like, CFM to look like. But also, for example, I knew that I'd want a 15-hour working week. Can I do a 15-hour working week right now? Absolutely not. Can I work towards that? Of course I can. So I'm testing that this week and going, right, let's see where 15 hours gets me and what else I need to be putting in place. Because right now, I might still be taking on too much. But in that also means that I have made sure that there is a self-care day in there, which is Tuesday, that I'm still unavailable to the team on Fridays so I can focus on the higher level of the business and not be involved day to day. But it still means that I can give my team what they need as and when they need it and show up as my best self. So yeah, don't just look at discipline as you're punishing yourself. Discipline is also the good things that you bring into your life for yourself, because this is about you. What do you want out of your life and how will you get there? If you notice you're starting to be a bit demoralized and you don't want to work towards your goals, that probably means that you need to change them. I'm not saying give up on everything, but relook at how you're doing some things. Relook at your mindset, relook at the fact that a lot of us just expect things to change overnight. And whilst they do technically change overnight, most people don't see the years of hard work it takes for things to work out for you. So don't give up. Maybe just relook at how you're doing things, but also be kind to yourself. Listen to your body. Listen to what your surroundings are telling you. Is it going to be easy for you to get to that goal? Set easy goals and set more difficult goals, and then find a common balance. But don't just expect that in a year your life is completely going to change, because a lot of the mindset shifts that we start to make, we don't see some of those changes for the guts of a year. We don't see, like, I went to yoga for the first time last week or this weekend, and that was, yoga and Pilates were on my list for last year. Did I do it? No, I didn't. But it was in my mind. So when the opportunity arose and I was invited, I was like, absolutely, I'm going to pick yoga. So again, sometimes the universe will give you signs and will give you things. We don't need to know what the universe is going to offer us. We just need to trust that we've got our own back, and the universe and God has our own back. And when that happens, the things that are meant for us will always be for us, and that will always happen. But if you are focusing on the wrong things, you are stressing yourself, and you're getting yourself into this mindset of scarcity and panic, you are not going to see the positives. So don't worry if you are feeling a bit like, oh, I can't be bothered right now. A new quarter starting next month, start again. You can start again as often as you want to start again. As long as there is some kind of discipline there where you know what you are working towards and you know that you have done everything you could have done, that's all that matters. So I will leave you there, and I'll leave you with my win of the week. And my win of the week has been, one, actually taking self-care when very much my body needed it. But two, I guess also looking at some negative situations that have been happening and realizing that I'm looking at some of those in a really positive way, in the sense that they are lessons. Because sometimes we think we want something and what we're presented with tells us actually this isn't what we wanted. But sometimes we're way too involved, whether it's personally, whether it's financially, whether it's friends, whatever that's going to be. We look at things sometimes and we convince ourselves it should be a particular way, when actually that door closing is just closing so that another door can open. So yeah, my one of the week is allowing one door to close and then straight away having a door open that, whilst I can't talk about it right now, hopefully it will happen and I can shout about it, because it'll be really exciting. It's something that me and G will be able to do as a couple as well. So yay, big win there. But yeah, I'll leave you there. Thank you as always for liking, subscribing, listening to the podcast, watching the podcast, doing everything that you do, and commenting all those. So yeah, keep liking, subscribing, keep doing all those things. But yeah, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Bye.